Peace, y'all. This is Views from the 7 Podcast. This is your guy, Spence. I'm joined with my homeboy, S.O.
Yes, sir.
Wifey.
Yeah.
I'm a little high right now.
High what?
Caffeine.
Pre-workout, huh?
No, I've been, I'm just a little high right now, man. Shout out to everybody out there. S.O., what's been up, man? At some point, Ivan, I walk up in here. Skinny going through an emergency, man. Shout out to him. Prayers to him, man. It's hot out there.
Man.
That's all? What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. I might get a high power bill. I might get a high water bill next month, man.
Oh.
Not power, water. I fell asleep at like 6 o'clock Sunday, right? So woke up at midnight. I'm hearing this noise. I'm like, what's this noise? So I go up on the third floor. I left the water and the sink running.
Ooh.
Shout out.
Sick. I'm like, I don't even want to know what this bill going to be next month.
Mm-mm.
So that's 6 hours of just sink water.
6 hours?
Was it like high flow?
It was hot. It was hot water running.
That's bad?
No, I mean, I was just asking, like, was it like a trickle or was it like
it's
just
full blast sink water?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Full blast.
I don't know. Are you in a HOA or you have individual water bills for your
property? We got individual water bills.
We could talk later. We'll see.
Oh.
He don't, where you at? Area?
Southwest, like Blue Diamond, rainbowish.
Listen, y'all. Oh, man, I was telling wifey the other day, man, the homeowner's life is becoming really, really, really fucking annoying for me, man.
It's the maintenance and shit?
Just everything.
Yeah. Because, you know, we got an older home.
Yeah.
We bought an older home, and it's trying.
It's about that 30-year mark. They've been there for a minute.
It's trying, man. I've been very annoyed lately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think the thought, not even the thought, homeowners insurance might be up there as one of the greatest scams.
Oh.
The home warranty.
Ever. The home warranty.
That's a scam like a motherfucker.
My God.
Oh, that's a scam. I see that coming a mile away. You paid a little deductible to come out here, and then the home warranty never covers what you need to get.
Man. Ever. Like,
never.
The technicians, like, they will literally, they'll come out there and be like, oh, this ain't normal wear and tear. It's outside. What are you talking about? Like, so you think I just came out here and made this pool pump leak?
Yeah, see, we got an older pool. So, like, ain't nobody been out there because we got to get the pool replastered.
Okay.
We got to get the pool replastered, so ain't nobody been out there. Bro. It seems like every other week is something wrong.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nobody been out there, bro.
And you still don't want to get rid of the pool.
I mean, it's a terrible investment, but I don't know if I can get rid of it. Because I'm thinking ahead of time, like when me and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me and wifey, when we get by ourselves and when I really, really, the vision I got for my backyard, when we really put it together, you know, I don't want to put this in the universe, but when we have grandkids, shit like that, so... But just overall, man, it's annoying, bro. And I'll be looking at motherfuckers. I'll be looking at motherfuckers be having the whole homeowner versus rent
argument.
Bro, I know rent prices are crazy right now.
They're super crazy.
Stupid crazy.
Yeah.
But goddamn, when you start adding up the total of like, oh no.
No, we still making out because renting.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Even just filling out the application to try to rent properties, like they had to crack down on property owners that were charging application fees, and they knew that they weren't going to rent the property to like 50 people, and they were keeping the application fees. Now, if you don't rent it out to them, you gotta.
It used to be like what application fees were 50 bucks.
Used to be, I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, it's like $100.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's high.
Oh, you killing.
Oh, they scamming.
It's a scam. That's why now it's like you have to. They have to refund you if they don't rent the property to you no more.
Mm.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, but that shit's been trying, man. It's been trying. So it's been trying.
Thinking about another argument, the rent versus buy. You leaning towards the rent side a little
nigga,
bit.
Nigga, I'll be up. It's the same. I swear to God, bro, I feel like, you know, I don't speak in absolutes. You know, it's always some but no. But, like, it's the same. I'm starting to, like, drift the same way I feel about marriage. I'm starting to go into the...
Rent versus own. Play at your own risk.
Play at your own risk, bro. Because, God damn it, it seems like when one thing
because marriage is terrible. So side
I'm not saying I'm not saying marriage is terrible, but the statistics on ain't out there for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody goes into the army because they think they're gonna get get an education,
right?
The good insurance. No one thinks they're gonna go in the army and get blew the fuck up and die, but it happens. It's a risk. It's a chance. It's the same shit.
It's risks and chances and everything, though.
I know, but I'm saying though. But you know, divorce can get ugly.
If you have some assets,
you can work for some shit. That shit just be gone. You know what I'm saying? You marry an ain't shit, you know, ain't shitter. And so that's the way I feel. Like, the statistics ain't out there for nothing. The chances of you having a great marriage is not that good.
It's a privilege to have a great marriage.
Not that good. So gangbanging the same shit. It's a brotherhood. Niggas die. Niggas die. It's a risk. So, man, home ownership, it fucking sounds good. But boy, when one thing start fucking going downhill, it seemed like everything going downhill. You be like, God damn, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, that home warranty, like, they almost sent me over this past week. Like, I had to really flip out on them people. And I don't like to do that because I've worked in customer service for so many years. And I know that you can get more out of a situation if you do come in there calmly and you're nice to people. But when they just keep reading off the same thing to you and they're like, okay, we're going to send out a second opinion. But if they also say that it's not due to normal wear and tear, then we're going to charge you another $100. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not. It's you're not going to charge me another $100.
It's $100 a pop, too.
For them to come out.
Yeah.
So finally, with the pool, we did get some good news, though. Like, we were able to get it fixed and everything. Because after I took it all the way to the top and was, like, really showing my ass, then finally I got somebody on shore. Because that's another thing. Like, they hire all these customer service people that are not in the U.S. So they're, like, they don't want to escalate the call. They're acting like they're going to lose their job or something if you talk to somebody else. So finally, I did get to talk to somebody else. And the guy that came out, he was like, I've been working with them for so many years. And he was like, the people that they sent to you guys, they have so many complaints. Like, usually halfway into the year, they cancel their contract because they literally don't want to repair anything because it's not profitable for them.
Right.
So it's more profitable if they say that it's a non-covered thing and then you can get an estimate for you to pay for it out of pocket. Like, that's...
Hell no.
Yeah. Through their company. I'm like, don't put something on my property that says to never send them out there again because y'all are crazy.
And I'm done being ignorant. I think I'm done being ignorant, bro. Like, you know, usually when you have something, you kind of like... I know we talk about, like, pay for comfort, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, normally when she has somebody come out, she's at home. I'm not there. I'm at work or something.
Yeah.
But this time, I caught dude back there, you know, working on the pool and shit. And he was trying to explain to me what was going on. Nigga, sound like I was listening to Spanish. Like, you know what I mean? And I know, like, that's how people can get over on you is when you get a little too comfortable.
Right.
That... They could just be telling you any fucking thing, and you don't know what the fuck they talking about. So you just go along with the fucking program. So now I got to get back there and like learn in ins and outs. And I don't know if it's because of age,
yeah,
but like I'm really starting to give a fuck about where I lay my head at, and it's the small things that piss me off. Oh my God, it's the small things that's like sticking out, bro. Like, I know it's hot as fuck. I know it's hot as fuck out right now. It's hot as fuck out right now. We got a, you know, we got a landscaper and shit. The near sight of seeing dead grass
pisses you off.
My God, bro.
Especially and
I'm like,
you coming
home, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, I be telling myself, like, calm down. Because I'm at the point now, because we got all of these people, you know what I'm saying? I got somebody to clean the pool. We got a landscaper, et cetera. I'm at the point now, I'm ready to tell wifey, like, fire everybody. I'm over it. Fire every fucking body.
Just get rid of the grass and just go rock.
No. That makes it hot. And then we also have pets. So we need the grass. Like, you know.
Yeah. And then, we live on a corner house.
Ooh.
And rocks and corners to me. Mix. Niggas, no. You know, you get all them. You got all them kids walking home from school. Yeah.
Everybody rocks.
Kick them motherfuckers. Rocks every goddamn where. Shit, I'm sorry if we went like really, really old. Or
you know, no.
Go ahead, SO. What else we going on?
He brought up the water bill, and that
triggered me, bro. That shit triggered me, man. When I tell you, that's what I've been going through this entire fucking week. Oh my God. I was so mad. Wifey texted me yesterday while I was at work. It was like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm okay. Like, the house is just fucking pissing me off. And she was like, babe, it's not that bad. It's just, but man, like, it's just the little shit.
Because your really house started, is where you lay your head at.
Like my God. That's like your, you know what I mean? That's your sanctuary, man. Yeah. So.
I get it.
Yeah, man. Oh, my bad. You just.
I'm good, man.
But yeah. Go ahead.
So how did you leave it on? You just was.
I don't know. Because I thought.
That's why you don't need three floors. Because.
That's no.
So, okay, wait. So, for the three-floor home, so when you walk, okay, because then the three-floor homes got the stairs, right?
You go upstairs and downstairs?
No, like, the build of the three...
different builds, yeah.
It's like...
Go upstairs
You got the top, uh-huh. And then the stairs outside. Like, if you're looking at the house, the stairs go to the middle.
I know what you're talking about. That's across the street for me. When you go in the house, you go up, and then you go up again. So it's up. It ain't no downstairs. Like, I know you go up the stairs to go to the front door, then you can go down.
Okay, so how was your home built?
It's, what do you mean, how?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how? When you walk through the front door, it's a certain set of stairs to go to the second floor. And then you go on the second floor, it's another set of stairs to go up to the third floor.
God damn. So what's at the bottom?
The bottom is just the living room, kitchen, where people come and have guests and shit. Everybody can stay on the
Okay, so when you... when
all
you,
the bedrooms on the second
when you, floor. When you walk... Okay, so when you walk into the front door...
The stairs on the
you
right.
You go down?
Mm-mm. You walking through the front door straight from the driveway. The ain't no stairs level. To get to the front door.
Oh, okay, so cool. Level. So you walk straight into the living
straight
room?
Straight to the first level, yeah.
Okay.
And then you go up to the second level. And then you go up to the third level.
Well, that's a lot of stairs.
I'm used to it by now.
I'll be thinking about in? Like,
yeah, we moved in like that.
No, I'm saying, like, did y'all hire, like, the Mexican homies? Or, like, y'all moved in?
We bought it from somebody else because... they had one owner. They was late on their shit, so I undercut them on the negotiating skills.
Oh, okay.
Like the G that I am. I'll brag about that. But after we bought that, then we had the SA homies come and we cut it out everything. We modeled it. We modeled the floors and the paint, the baseboards, all the shit. We did everything. Then we got to reevaluate it, and that shot up like hell in equity. So that kind of gave us a lot of leeway and wiggle room to do shit. So we just been maintaining that ever since.
Okay.
But it was that third, on the third
people
floor.
Don't know, people don't know about that.
Huh? Was there any water damage?
Get your house redone.
Get
your house redone and have somebody come look at it.
Yeah.
Motherfucking equity be like, they come back and be like, this is the, be like, God damn.
But the second, the third.
That's when you talk about generational wealth. That's how you, I feel like one of the ways you could really, really build it.
Yeah.
What until you run into some kids that want to take advantage.
My father. And my grandparents, they left him the house and he didn't want it. Then he fucked up the house and then they couldn't sell it. So his siblings couldn't split the proceeds of the house because him and my mom fucked it up.
Yeah.
I'm mad at them because I'm like, this is the third house y'all niggas was giving and y'all fucked it up.
That'll do
That's
it.
That's crazy.
So when they talk about generational wealth, yeah, you get a generation that don't give a fuck about the house. It's going to fuck up everybody
That's
else.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Live your life for you. Enjoy yourself. You work for it. You earn it. You spend what you spend on you. Like, we talk about generational wealth, and it sounds good, but at the same time, your kids' dream may not be your dream.
It's a fact. This is a fact.
But no, I wasn't just water damage or nothing like that. It was just sink water running, power full blast hot for 6 hours. And I thought, because I was asleep, so everybody came to the house. Wifey was there. Her friend came by. Her other friend came by. Shout out to Sean. He came by, dropped off my shirt, the North Town, the West Side shirt.
Yeah, I seen that, man. That's dope, man. Yeah. I see you.
Yeah. And then I'm looking at the Vivid camera. Everybody came by. I was like, damn, I must have been knocked out. So it's like 11:30. I'm like, I'm hearing this noise. I go up there to play the game. I'm like, what's that noise? So I run up there, think somebody up there, fucking sink water just running. I'm like, then I thought she left it open. So I asked her the next morning, was you upstairs? She's like, nope. And I was like, did anybody else come upstairs? She's like, nope. I'm like, shit, that was all me. And like, why the hell did I leave the water running and come downstairs? And I told her, she's like, yeah, that water bill next month is about to whoop your ass. And I'm like, I can only imagine.
Other than that, been into any what you been doing?
I went to a listening party yesterday. It was cool. I'll just say that.
Shout out. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I know. Shout out.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, that's it, really. Gearing up for next week. Next week, Labor Day. So, a lot of shit going on. Oh, man. Pool party next Sunday. The Greek pool party.
We will be there.
All
right. Right after record.
All
right. So, we got to get up and go to the gym and shit. Get it out the way. So, yeah, we'll be there.
Where? I tell you the address. I think it's like a...
I know they ain't doing 30 hours at the gate again, nigga.
I think so.
Bro, that shit had me hot, nigga.
I think it's about a good 3 hours.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to you. $30, bitch, what?
Per person?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was you there as like the homeboy or like on some media shit?
Yesterday? I was there for the homeboy, and then it turned into some media shit. And there's only so many questions I'm asking. I don't even think I asked the questions.
You put on... So you I had to put on for views?
We both did.
Okay.
We got a picture with him.
Okay.
We got a picture with him. And then I even asked him about one or two questions. But yeah, that was it really.
Shout out. I wish I could play those games, man. I really do. I really do. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'll be like.
Get more flies with honey.
I envy you guys, man. I can't do it. Wifey?
I've been up to the same stuff lately. Right now, gearing up for our next walk on the 30th, this upcoming Saturday at Craig Ranch, for Pretty Girls Walk. And I don't know, I'm trying to like find my, I'm at the point where my, I'm super excited about the walks like that. That's, you know, something separate. But like, as far as like my personal goals that I've been so excited about, I feel like it's starting to wear off a little bit as far as like my steps, like my daily steps. And all that. So I'm trying to reevaluate and like see how do I get back to just wanting to do it again.
How many people still in the group now?
Right now we got 31 people still in here. So we started out with 71. So right now we're at 31 people, and that's, you know, that part is good, but it's like I can kind of tell that my enthusiasm with it kind of disappearing, that the energy in the group is also going down as well. So I'm like, what can I do to bring that energy back up again?
Sometimes nothing. Like, yeah. I think we you tend to forget, like on a journey like that, you so there are gonna be times where you have to do it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what a lot of journeys, you know. I be telling her all the time, be super excited in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then real life hits where it's like, oh shit, I gotta really do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You gotta push forward. I know I've been, not necessarily been, because I got my goals of my own, but there have been times where I was like, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? I used all my passes on my birthday weekend, which was, I was really down on myself about, because it was like, damn, my nigga, like, you wasn't even sick or nothing. You could have got up. I could have got up. That, you know, that was just pure laziness that entire week. But, and I also think it'd be a bad look if she had to kick her husband out.
You know what I'm saying? I never thought about that, but that's a good point.
But
on top of everything else,
I'm still like bouncing back. I was eating like shit like that entire last week.
No shit.
So I'm kind of like I'm bouncing back from it, but
it was good eating though, huh?
Not really.
No, not nothing that stood out. Like, nothing that we could even be like, ooh, that was worth it.
So, you know what? Sometimes when you catch yourself pigging out, it really ain't just shit that you enjoy. You just, and I get in those moods where, like, since me and her have been together, I have to say, my relationship with food has changed.
What do you mean? For the better or for the worse?
Oh, for the worse. Definitely.
You guys know when I'm involved, it's
right. It's just breaking them down.
But like, we know, but like,
bringing out the worst in them.
It used to be like, no, because it's different. Like, when you by yourself, you kind of just, I'm just eating for energy type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's much more easier to kind of like be in shape ish when you're dealing with women that don't like it anyway. So like, when I'm with her. When I got with her, it's kind of like we didn't turn into like foodies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now my relationship, now I could just, you know, if I'm not up and moving, I'm going to fuck around. I'm going to eat.
Mm.
And I use it as a stress reliever sometimes.
Yeah.
you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I just laid in the bed, and she had bought me like this. Like, I'm addicted to like chocolate cake.
Really?
Oh my God. My favorite cake in the world is a
German chocolate. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh my God, what? Hmm. And so I just, nigga, slice after. Jesus Christ. It's 2:45. It's 2:45. I got an alarm at 2:45.
That's how you know he old. Not just the house. He got a real alarm at 2:45.
Yeah, so I'm just in the bed, man. I'm just eating cake and shit, man. And it's like, well, you could get your ass up. There were times where like I would get up and I would go to the bathroom. And then I'll walk in the room and be like, I tell wifey, man, fuck this shit. I'm getting back into bed. You know, yeah. So I'm trying to bounce.
Sometimes lazy days is needed, dog.
It is.
Yeah. I think so too, because we did like set some pretty like high goals for ourselves this month. Like his is 16,000 steps a day, and then mm-hmm. mine is 15,000. So although my challenge is only 11, mm-hmm. I'm still doing the 15,000. Per day. So I think that might have been what's kind of burned me out a little bit, because yeah. I'm just like, damn, okay, gotta.
I think we got, it was easier in the summer. No, it was easier in the summer.
With that too.
Because
the kids
weren't moving.
I really feel like that has a whole lot to do with it as well, because I be trying to plan my off days now. Like mm-hmm. I'm off on Friday. So I'm usually, before the kids went back to school, I would get up early in the morning and I would go and like go to like Lone Mountain and, you know, hike out there or go to the park or something like that. So whenever I try to plan something now, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm off on Friday. I can go to a new park and check out a new trail, and I can't do shit because my last drop off is at 8 a.m. and we live in Vegas and it's hot as fuck by 8 a.m. So it's like, I can't do nothing but go to the gym.
Even my off day is shot. Gotta get up, take the girls to school, take my son to school. I may get a gym session in. By the time that's over with, I gotta go get them. I gotta go get him.
How long you in the gym?
That's if I don't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh. But sometimes my daughter get out of school at 10 o'clock.
Because she's a senior.
Oh.
So, shit, realistically, it ain't no time. Because by the time I drop him off, that's like 8:15. Mm-hmm. I go to the gym maybe if an hour, 9:15. It's time to get her. It's over.
It's literally day like over. An hour and a half between each drop-off pickup almost.
And now they, you know, they back in school, they get into the rhythm of things. Now they want to go out and they want to hang with their friends. They want to go to the football games and, you know, all that shit adds up. And it's like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And these kids don't want to fucking drive.
And I told them yesterday, because I was at my wit's end. I don't know. Because they have Ubers and stuff.
The same reason they don't want to go to the mall no more.
I noticed that a lot of people, kids as teenagers, they like not enthused or eager to learn how to drive or get their license.
Mm-mm. Or they'll say that they want to get their license, but don't go and do the things that they need mm-hmm. to do to go and get it. So, but I told our two girls yesterday, I said, y'all learning how to drive next weekend. Like, I'm tired because I done, all the driving that I did yesterday had mm-hmm. nothing to do with me. Nothing. Like, I did not need to leave my house at all. I'm like, y'all want me to go and pick you up. I gotta take you here, take you there. No, y'all finna learn how to drive.
I'll be telling her, boy,
I'm ready to cut that cord.
I don't even got a motherfucking off day.
Damn.
You know, but shit. Still grateful, man. Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to the kids. Other than that, yeah.
Not really. I have noticed that a lot of women, you know, since they've been watching me, you know, with everything that's been going on lately over the past few months, I've had a lot of women and friends reach out to me and tell me, share things with me about how they're making changes in their lives. And one of my good friends on Monday, she had came and she was super excited to share with me that she was 21 days sober, like, and she's not an alcoholic or anything like that, but she just cut all alcohol for 21 days. And just in that moment, I'm like, damn, that's something that I would actually really, really like to do. He's making that face, but I don't care. That's something that I would really like to venture out in. So I'm 7 days, mm-hmm. 7 days, no wine, because y'all know I love my wine when I'm cooking and stuff. And I think I'm going to start exploring with that again. Like, looking into to different things, because they have so many different like mood enhancer drinks that are non-alcoholic. They're called, I think it's called Aptogens, where they have like the ashwagandha. It's like natural things that kind of like that settles your mood down or whatever. Hmm. And I want to start looking into those type of things, or, you know, more natural things to relax.
Let me know how that go.
I am. I know you're not, but I am. Yes. I absolutely will, because I feel like during COVID, everybody leaned way into mm-hmm. drinking. Like, we used to always, you know, go out and have social drinks, yeah. and, you know, that was cool. But during COVID, it was like we didn't have nothing else to do. So yeah. I was pretty much going through a bottle every 2 days, like the wine bottle, I should say, not alcohol bottles. But like you all, yeah, no. But I was going through, like, you know, wine super fast. And then I had cut back, you know, last year I think I got up to like 45 days with no alcohol. And I want to see how far I can push it with that.
Hmm.
I'm just on a whole, like, self-improvement. What makes you feel better? Because even when I do, you know, decide to indulge and have some wine while I'm cooking or whatever, the next day I feel terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like shit when I wake up. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She we got into it yesterday. She told me I wasn't.
No, I told him I'm not gonna share certain things with him anymore.
Why?
Because
you feel like he's judgmental?
He is very.
That's crazy. So I'm one of them people, like, not saying this I said by her, but you know when somebody come to you with a goal, and this might be a problem of mine, right? But maybe somebody come to me with like a goal of theirs.
Okay.
And in my mind, I'm like, man, think bigger, bitch. You know what I mean? Is that right? Not saying that, with her, but it's like, okay, so I'm so used
to flabbergasted.
No, I don't say that. I don't say that. That's just in my head, right? But I'm like, I don't know. Like, you want people to think more of themselves? Like, push yourself a little bit harder.
But sometimes it's a lot of those small goals that equals a big goal.
And that's that is a problem of mine. And, and like, I'm self-aware of my, so I'm at the gym and I'm like, damn, I probably could have handled that a little bit better. But my problem is when I'm in the heat of a fight, I'm ready to fight. So it's hard to like, so now we argue and now I'm like, hey, fuck you too. You know what I mean? But I know I'm wrong.
Why are we arguing?
Yeah,
if we're sitting there together, so, not to cut you off, but if we're sitting there together and I'm like, babe, I want to share something with you. Like, you know, you didn't even notice that I hadn't had no wine all week. I'm 6 days without having a glass of wine. He's like, that's only a week. So you created.
You're cutting down on progress.
I'm like, I said, okay.
My wife and I have been together. So my wife and I have been together since 2013.
Yeah.
I am used to my wife coming at least every other day into the room after dinner smelling like alcohol.
Like wine, don't say alcohol, like alcohol, wine, it's all the same. Whatever.
My relationship with my relationship.
Make it seem like I'm walking around here with vodka.
My wine. Like, I'm sorry, to be specific. But my relationship with alcohol and wine is different. I am a social drinker. I do not drink if we don't go out.
Okay.
Right? So I can be away from it for so long. When she comes in the room and I smell it on her, when I smell it on her breath, it's so loud because I haven't been around it.
Okay.
So it smells like she has been drinking all damn day, even if it's been two glasses of wine.
Okay.
My relationship with alcohol is different. So I look at it like I have crackheads in my family.
But
let him finish. Please.
I have crackheads in my family.
Because this is where it turned to the argument. Go ahead.
I have crackheads in my family.
Okay.
Crackheads to the point to where sometimes at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, they knocking on the window. I have those in my family.
Okay.
So, if one of my crackhead family members say, nephew, man, I ain't had crack in a week. What the fuck does that mean to me?
That mean they had it in a week. That's a week of not doing crack. That's progress.
I feel like, come to me when it's like a month.
Think bigger. But you don't even want to give them encouragement. Like, man, congratulations. That's a whole week. It's a small step.
For something crack like head, crack?
Yeah, that's different. We're talking about wine. Like,
but for, okay.
Thank you for talking about
but,
wine.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
I'm back to my point. I have been with my wife since 2013.
Okay.
Every other night, it feels like when she gets into bed, it smells like she has been drinking all day. But that's because my relationship with alcohol is different.
Right.
So when you come to me and you say, babe, I haven't had nothing to drink in a week, it ain't been long enough for me to feel it yet. So while I recognize your process, it ain't been long enough for me to recognize. I ain't impressed yet.
You make it seem like she a wino.
Exactly.
But I recognize that I could have handled it differently.
Yes.
I'm very self-aware. The problem is, once we start arguing, I have a problem with saying, you know what, my bad. I do.
You lack humility?
No. I don't think so.
If you have a problem with saying that you're wrong, you know, what does that mean?
In a moment.
Oh, okay.
At all times.
I mean, I can tell. I'm saying I'm wrong now.
Right.
But in the moment, when I know we arguing,
because you so concerned with winning the argument,
I have a problem backtracking and recognizing I'm wrong in a moment because I'm so upset.
Okay.
That's why I don't like to get upset, because when I start seeing red.
Yeah,
I get tunnel vision.
But my thing with that, like going back to that, because even when you did give me that response, and it upset me, because you was like, that's like a crackhead saying I haven't had crack in a week, and I said, you make it sound like I'm an alcoholic or something, and I said, okay, never mind. I said, I just know not to share things with you anymore, and then that kind of like irritated you because I said that, because I'm like, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not mad. Right. I'm just telling you, going forward, I won't share things like that with you because it's not important to you. Mm. And then he got upset.
My
so I'm like, how are you? Why are you mad?
What? How'd you get to straight to cheat? What the fuck you mean you had to go share nothing with me? What the fuck you old? Like, who are you going to share it with?
What?
I fucked up, man. I know. Like, I ain't perfect.
I get that.
I ain't perfect.
Crazy.
I just be like, who the fuck you gonna share it with?
Well, how your mind go right to just cheating?
I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, I don't know how to fucking, and I think it's because everything I've been through in life, I don't know how to fucking, in my
have
mind.
A regular disagreement.
In my, yeah, like in my mind, I don't know how to just be like, okay, we're having a bad day or we're having an argument.
Yeah.
My mind goes straight to hell.
So you were thinking that I was cheating or that you were
like, I'd just be
cheating?
Like, nigga, who the fuck you on? Who are you sharing it with then?
Oh, okay. I get what you mean.
Just not you. That's all that is. That means she cheating.
Look, man, I ain't perfect.
I get it.
I ain't perfect. I'm still working. I'm aware, though.
But you ain't even going to congratulate her for going 6 days, no alcohol? Like,
congratulations, baby. It's 7 days.
It's okay.
But you'd right. You be more impressive. It's 30 days is what you're saying. 6 days ain't enough.
Yeah.
I would think, like, the way that he just described it, he says that every other day he can smell the alcohol on my... Yeah, it
yes,
is.
But, and especially if,
smell
especially
it on my
if I'm a social drinker, everybody knows we go out, but we don't go out that often.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, the last time I was, like, drunk, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we were having a great time and I'm really drinking, was when we went to Puerto Rico. That was in February.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you get around me,
it stands out more.
It is loud.
So you don't drink at home at all?
No.
No.
Really?
And then I found myself like drinking wine to relax from like, you know, working and then doing stuff with the kids. And like, if I have to cook, I felt like that was a little treat for me. Like, let me go in here and pour myself a glass of wine so I could feel good, listen to some music and cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how that would irritate him because he doesn't like the smell of alcohol. But for me, it was something to where I was able to relax and unwind for the day. And, you know, but
I've never tripped out on her about her like drinking and shit when she's cooking.
Yeah.
She's never heard that. It's when we get into the bed and I'll be like, "You been drinking?" And then, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, but some things are just not for everybody.
Man, I'm a married couple,
that's what you have to realize too.
This
like
is
when
reality,
you are,
man. I believe it.
That's how you have to realize though. Like when you are married, like that doesn't mean that you guys are gonna have the same expectations or like excitement about the same things. You're still two different people. Right. So although I felt like that was an accomplishment for me, for him it was just like, okay, like you, because he has seen me stop and start again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've seen you do more than 7 days. So I get that point, but it's like, if I'm approaching you with excitement,
right,
I don't want to be met with like, that's like a crackhead saying like, boy, now you got me messed up.
And also,
now you got me messed up.
Also,
yeah.
Right.
Excuse me? Just the way I was raised. It's embedded in, I don't give out shallow compliments. If I compliment you, I genuinely feel that way. That's why I don't give out many.
Really?
I don't give out many. I think the shit. The last time I complimented my daughter, I think she went around. I was like, man, Dad complimented me. I want to cry. Mm. No, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm so proud of you. But like,
why are you selfish as far as giving out people compliments?
I don't like shallow compliments.
What is a shallow compliment?
Yeah.
Explain that for everybody else.
Oh man, I like a mustache.
Thank you.
I like your mustache.
Like that's kind of questionable. Thank you. You know, like shit like that.
It just be every time you see something different on somebody, you make something. I like. It's like flattery, in a way.
And you think that's a bad thing?
I don't like.
You don't like bullshit compliments.
No.
See, I'm a bullshit. I would bullshit compliment somebody.
Yeah, see, I would
have a whole conversation bullshit.
No, and I don't like them, so I'm not gonna give them out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't like flattery. I don't like. My wife is a bit complimenter. I'm not. When I say, that's why mine hit a little different, because when I give out a genuine compliment, it stands out and people appreciate it, because I don't give them out that often. I'm telling you what I'm feeling in that exact moment and I mean it. I'm not doing it to for no gains,
yeah,
or to get in your favor or any of that shit. I'm saying it cuz I mean it. And I wouldn't want to. A lot of, you know, people do that to me sometimes.
Sometimes,
and a lot of people, and I don't want to do that. I wouldn't do that to nobody else.
I've learned sometimes giving just a small compliment can boost somebody's confidence and change their whole day.
Yeah, but that's like a genuine compliment. Like you feel that. Now if I just come up to every day, man, I like your shirt. Just to say it? No.
Yeah.
I ain't me. It'll never be me.
Even if you like the shirt, for real?
No, if I like the shirt, if I genuinely like the shirt, nigga, that shirt hella dope.
Right.
I'm still working on the cologne, but if I see a shirt that I like, that shirt hella dope. But I'm not going to say, but it's like, if I know you got something that I want or an opportunity that I feel like I can get, I'm not going to walk up to you and say, hey, man.
I'm not kissing ass like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That type of shit. So, you know, when I feel something, I'm going to say it. And that really be it.
So when you,
but I'm not perfect, man. I ain't perfect. I'm working through my issues. I know I was wrong in that moment.
That's progress.
That's progress.
I think that was good for you to just say that right now. Thank you.
That's dope.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
I made it weird. I'm sorry.
I can relate though, because I'm the one that come into bed smelling like alcohol, and wife would be like, "You've been drinking," and I'll be like, yeah.
See, but you know what I mean? Like I said, that's just, and it's also like, I've been really, really, I'm pretty self-aware.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just because I'm self-aware doesn't mean that I'm able to shed years and years and years and years of what I felt was knowledge away. It's like, I'm still relearning new things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't until shit, I was in like my 20s where like my mom and my grandma and women were like telling me I love you on a consistent basis.
Mm.
You know, the compliments and and et cetera. You know what I mean? I wasn't getting those until like late into adulthood.
So you didn't get that growing up?
No.
No, they're
I wouldn't do a lot of that.
Because it was almost, because it was always like, my family was very, very, well, not was, my family is very against participation trophies.
Right.
And no one was going to compliment me on something when they knew I could do even better. Which that could either hinder you or make you better. Just,
right.
You know, it really depends. So that is something, you know, I do. I tell my kids I love them and her all the time. That's just cool. Because I know I didn't get that a lot when I was younger. And it's even tougher because I was raised by women. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's a lot of shit, man. I'm relearning, but compliments? Nah.
I know you say it's bullshit, but like when we did the personality test for like love languages and stuff many, many, many years ago, yours was acts of service. And I think that rings true. Like, you like to see. He's more of a, I know he thinks it's bullshit, but he is a person. Like, you have to show him.
This is the part of the podcast when I would fast forward.
You have to show him. Like, you can't just be like, I think you're a great person. You have to show him by doing something for him.
I don't believe that either,
though. It's true, though. You are that. You are 100% an acts of service person.
It's the intent for me.
That's the same thing.
No, motherfucker can get. No, somebody can do an act of service and have an agenda behind it. If the intent isn't pure, I don't care for it.
But you care for
it. And it's hard for me to take in something if I feel like the intent is shaky.
So do you second guess anytime somebody do something for you? Like, what's your intentions on doing?
Fuck yeah.
Every time? Majority of the time?
A lot of the time.
You don't think you're overanalyzing it?
I know I do.
He's very self-aware. That right there is the
my wifey and my kid, expect like my kids now that they're older and they starting to like, you know what I'm saying? My kids said, wifey says, like, I always feel like somebody got a hidden agenda. I do.
But that's triggering for people around you. So like if you're with somebody that's like that, you like, why are you thinking that all the time?
Right.
Like, you got to be sneaky. Like, what are you up to? Because why are you thinking everybody is out to get you?
That's a good point.
I know it'd be like me and my daughter have like a great relationship now, but like it still pops out sometimes. Like, my daughter wore a skirt yesterday. And I was like, show me his shorts up under there.
Even like, after she said it's a sport.
No, I need to see.
Damn, she can't wear a skirt without.
It's just like,
that's kind of short.
It's fucked up. I know. I'm working.
It just makes everybody else around you feel like, damn, you don't trust nobody. And why though? Like, why? Yeah. Why don't you trust nobody?
We all got a pass, B.
Life, man.
We all got a pass.
Life fucks you up, bro. That's why I be. You know what I mean? I be sitting there and I be thinking to myself sometimes, and even I be asking people sometimes. I'll be like. Even when we first started, like, you know, when you start liking girls and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember first time? Do you remember how innocent you was? How innocent you looked at dating and liking girls? Yeah. And then you just slowly start picking up fucking baggage. Every relationship, every fucking girl you like. And then you just, and then we all just fucked up. It's fucked up, man. I remember, like, the first girl I fucking liked and shit. I remember that shit. The first girl I ever liked, she left me for a light skin nigga. That shit hurt, nigga. And I think I'm in elementary school. And nigga, I'm devastated. And it's like, but I was so innocent. You know what I mean? I remember when you used to get like the paper and shit, and you used to write on the paper like, do you like me? And then circle yes or no and shit. Just so fucking innocent. And now I'm my fucking 37 years of age, I done picked up all of these fucking defensive mechanisms and
so let me
baggage is fucked up.
So, growing up, all your friends, were any of them light-skinned dudes, or they all just been dark-skinned because that light-skinned dude took your shit in elementary school? You ain't got no light-skinned homies?
No, probably. I had some light-skinned.
Okay.
You didn't hold it against them?
No, but I was like, damn, but bitch, held I it liked
against,
you.
But you held it
now
against
the girls. Now every time I see her now, I'll be like, yeah, bitch, you finna stroke out. But I was so innocent, man. And then you just start picking up this shit. And it's like, now that I'm married and shit, you forced to look yourself in the fucking...
Oh.
This nigga.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
You got about 30 minutes left, brother.
Now that I'm married while Bundy is here getting set up, now that I'm married and I'm forced to look myself in the fucking mirror.
Uh-huh.
It get tough sometimes. Cause you can't just fucking walk out and be like, man, fuck this bitch.
Nah. Bro, you gotta talk about work it out. You know what I mean?
How you get to this point? Where we going?
No, cause you know, used to when there was no when you was like single and you was in a relationship and shit, but you wasn't like tied down.
I'd be like,
you
don't
have no contract.
Fuck this bitch. What the fuck, you ain't shit, bitch.
That's the benefits of marriage though. It causes you to like work with that person.
And now I be like, sometimes we're in a heated argument. I'll be like, man, fuck this bitch. And I gotta walk in the living room. Like, think like I can leave.
So I got a third floor, nigga. I'm going right to the third. You stay on the first.
Nah, it ain't like I can leave. I'm like, fuck, man. So you be like forced to look at yourself sometimes and be like, what you wanna eat?
Hey, it do be like
that. You be trying to make up shit, man. We be arguing this shit. I'll be like, I'm hungry.
And that's triggering too. You hungry? Because then I gotta make sure that he's not hungry. So if he say he hungry, that ain't like we finna go out and eat. That means
she wants you to cook.
He want me to cook.
But then if she cook, she gonna start drinking. So then it kind of circles back to the
circle of fucking life. Yeah. Bundy, what up, man?
What up, man?
You here? I ain't tripping, man. You here, man? We here?
Yeah, no, I had an appointment that kind of ran over.
No, it's all good. I understand.
Yeah. Somebody treated me to a spa.
No, shit. Really? Oh, that's why you glowing and shit.
Yeah. Got the skin. Got the eye. How's that? That shit was good. That shit was dope. I wouldn't have paid for it. That shit was like $400.
Really?
At a hotel?
Slanging. Dick.
Yeah. Hotel spa.
$400. Like two different massages and then the facial.
She get you a... Yeah. You get a happy ending?
You get a happy ending? No, not no hotel. Not a hotel. You should, though. That should be complimentary.
The Asians would hook me up, I think.
So you got the oil, your back oiled up and shit now?
No, we got to get right to it. How was it?
Atlanta?
My boy wasn't here last week.
Atlanta was...
We went to Atlanta to see Day 26.
The concert was dope.
There was a lot of, you know what, surprisingly, because you're not a consumer, but I'm a consumer of TikTok. There was a lot of fucking clips of that. There was a lot. I was like, damn. There was a lot.
It was packed.
It was packed. Yeah, and they put on a good show.
A really good show.
One of the things he said right at the beginning was like, you know, we're not pressed for time, so we can do a lot of the songs we normally don't get to do when we perform.
Mm.
So they did like the dope part about it was like they would try to do like half songs, but then the audience would keep singing, so them niggas would just be like, oh, all right, so they had finished the song.
Damn. That's dope.
She was dope. Like, cause you don't, Day 26 is not a group a lot of people talk about.
Right.
Two albums, right?
Two.
Three.
What's this? Oh, that third one don't count.
She didn't love it, so I don't know.
They didn't even match.
I think I got a song and a half here, and I was like, yeah, this ain't even. Boy, y'all, you better put this, nigga, put on that pit, nigga. No.
Put some of that baby oil on it. Go back home.
They still got it?
I think so. And then, so for people that followed the show, Brian Michael Cox did the majority of their first two albums. Mm-hmm. He happened to be in the building that night.
Oh shit! Wow.
And so he was like, "We about to start working again."
That's dope.
See, that's what they need.
That's exactly what
they need. That's what they need.
No one of them follow you.
Who?
I think one of them follow you.
I don't think so.
Want the braids?
Oh, Brian Angel, yeah. But I think he follows all the people that follow him. He's like one of them.
Yeah,
he's like one of the people that follow him.
Follow me, follow you back.
I remember she had posted a selfie like some years ago.
He liked it.
And I went right, nigga, I went
triggered. You got triggered? You got triggered?
It's like,
sir.
What's this? He don't trust nobody, told you.
When was this?
This was years ago.
He didn't like something?
No, this nigga ain't in the motherfucker. Oh, you gotta be fucked up.
Oh, you thought Day 26 was about to take care of me.
Oh, bad boy. If a nigga from Death Row can get it, if a Death Row nigga can get it.
Oh, from?
Oh, no, he was just T fucking.
Oh, okay.
Trady.
Like,
oh,
no, I'm lying.
Oh, y'all still trying to figure
okay,
that
yeah,
out.
So, oh, yeah, so you said Brian Michael Cox was there?
Yeah.
So, how long was it?
Like 2 hours.
Oh, damn.
He needed to, one. I feel like he needed to see how people really,
yeah,
like, love Day 26. Like, I hate how people discount those first two albums because they, you know, because it like came from albums. making the band or yeah. whatever, and they make it seem like they weren't real vocalists.
You think that's why they
and
don't?
They were singing their asses off.
You think
off.
That's why they don't? Nobody take them seriously? Because yes. I don't.
It's because of that. So. It's because of the TV show. But if you so. If you listen
even
to
Danny
the album,
Kane, the Danny Kane albums, I fuck with tough.
First one yeah. was nigga.
Hmm. But they couldn't get past the fact that they yeah. were on a show for it.
Yeah, and like the girl that sat in front of me when Brian Michael Cox came out, you know, people were going crazy, and she like, who is he? I'm like, oh, she didn't watch the show. She don't
oh,
know. She don't
okay.
know.
Yeah.
Not even just Day 26, but just the 2000s in R&B.
Do they still associate themselves? Like, do you get like a Bad Boy feel?
Not really. No. Because mm. they when they had the Bad Boy reunion tour 2 years ago, I don't think they were on it. I believe they weren't.
Mm.
So I don't even think they, you know, Diddy gave them the blessing to keep using the name or whatever, however long ago. But no, I don't think they really associate with Bad Boy.
Like and they all got it still.
I hate I missed it. You sent it to me too. As soon as it came out.
What's
name? They've been saying what's name and getting busy too when they did they like mini anniversary tour.
Oh.
Jagged Edge.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've seen.
Did that come out yet?
Busy.
But one of them just had a car accident or something, didn't he? One of the twins just had an accident.
So yeah.
So I don't know.
But they was on the 25th or 20th anniversary of
Jagged Little Thrill.
J.E. Heartbreak.
J.E. Heartbreak, yeah.
Yeah, they said it was
down in the 20s.
Busy,
I believe.
Now it's only one more. We only need one more, man. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. When you get like TikTok algorithm, that's why it's so great because when you get stuck on a video, you still watching them. Hey, man. We might have to have another discussion.
So with J.E. and 112?
Yes.
Mm. What's the discussion?
112. Busy.
I be trying to tell y'all.
Like, where are we going with it?
I'm trying to tell y'all.
It's busy. And I think they're missing. Like,
they need to come back together.
They got to get them two niggas out of there.
Yeah.
There was one, who's the one with the square head? Not Deron, but the other one.
Cute.
The dark skin.
He actually got on a post. It was like, he actually got on a one of them posts that, remember when like me and Fly had shared too, they were singing Player. And if you go to the original video, he actually got on and was like, man, when me and Q get together, man, them runs, that shit was incredible. And I'm like, damn.
Who's holding it up? Who's keeping them apart?
I don't really know if that story ever like kind of just, I just know two of them travel. I mean, two of them perform and the other two kind of don't.
Out of 112?
Yeah, but you need Deron, though.
You do need Deron. People kind of, they try to discount him like he was just in the back, but he was one of the, he made the group also.
I think that's the last, probably the last remaining group where, y'all need to get it together.
And to fix that, yeah.
And Evolve, I think people would love to see, and it's only one left. It's only one, what's name came back?
So Don is the only one. I think she must
homeless.
Be hard to work with.
She gotta be.
Because she's like.
She's homeless, though. Like,
she ain't made it with no group.
I'm
like, homeless. You got nothing to lose.
You got too much pride to be homeless. You have too much pride to be homeless.
And she was living in Vegas, too, like recording in her car and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's she crazy. Gotta be hard to work with. But I would love to see them all on the stage together again. That would be crazy.
I think Invogue, the original group members, and 112, man. 112.
Whew. They got to split their check five ways, don't they? Because Diddy signed himself as the fifth unofficial member, 112.
That sounds crazy.
So when they get paid, they got to split it five ways to the four.
Mm-mm.
I never heard that before. That's crazy.
I don't think there's any other groups out there where, like, we made that draw for TGT.
Because I heard the clips that everybody kept saying, like, Genuine Trip. I heard he just be fucking around at the show like that.
He do, yeah. But it comes off extremely corny.
Okay. As long as it don't affect.
And I don't. But again, because it's like the iterations of the music,
mm-hmm.
they don't always play it to the And I think that was a lot of the problem with Lauryn Hill, even though hers was like more of a legal issue.
Yeah.
I don't think she could play the original music. She'd get sued for it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the, they perform the song so much, you know, they perform like different iterations of it so they can, it can remain a spark. And I don't like how he be changing up his music and shit. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, because when people go to his concerts, it's like a legacy act. So people want to hear the original work so they can sing along.
Like, and then he's not like in the music video. I didn't know he was so fucking tall. So when he be really doing these dance moves, like, nigga, you look crazy.
Tall niggas can't dance?
Hopefully it's not the same issue.
Tall pop lockers look fucking crazy.
It do look weird when I pop lock, though.
No, you don't.
I do. I could pop lock.
You niggas is too long.
Yeah, certain shit I can't do.
Yeah, 7 foot pop lockers.
Can you show me one, please?
Please. Y'all ever seen a kickworm right here?
Please, come on, man.
I got weak bones.
Please, just show me like a half move, please.
No. Anyway, well, how about Atlanta, man?
Atlanta was cool. It wasn't
You go to no strip clubs?
Nah, man, I had a whole plan for what this was supposed to look like. None of it came to fruition.
Damn.
Atlanta, and this is my first time going on a trip solo.
Okay.
And I didn't really realize how big, first of all, Atlanta is. Like, Atlanta's
a different wording for Atlanta.
Atlanta's its own county, though, which I didn't know.
You said Atlanta's kind of big. That's
oh, Lord.
Atlanta's it's a big place. Atlanta's a big place. And then I was in downtown Atlanta. Hmm. Like
Buckhead?
No, literally downtown. Like, Midtown is where I was at. Midtown. Which was just, it's a lot of people. And I just did not enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't enjoy it. Hell no. It took me an hour to get out of the parking garage after the show. Hour and 20 to get out of the parking garage. It took me another hour and a half to find something to eat. Like the places that were open, like late night, it was like
Waffle House.
They would have like cafes lined up on the street, but like the traffic was so crazy. I'm like, I'm not pulling over here. I ain't from here either. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing none of that. I got to Taco Bell. I found the Taco Bell. The line, I was in line for 20 minutes and the line didn't move an inch.
God damn.
No Crystal Burgers, no nothing. Huh?
So, like, I found a McDonald's and I was on my way there, but I saw Wendy's on the way and it had a smaller line. So, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just.
Damn.
So
you didn't even get to eat, like, none of they.
No. And it was a place that when we went on the cousin trip in 2019, that was the place that had the best fish I ever had in my life. And so, that was on my itinerary, but I just didn't get to make it. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to make it to Blue Flame. Damn. I was like, I want to go see what Magic City looked like, kind of.
Yeah.
None of that.
Damn,
man. None of it.
I want to go to, I just like Waffle House. I would travel to the South.
Go to Phoenix. It's one of Phoenix.
I'm not going to Phoenix for a Waffle House.
You can fly to Phoenix.
No. And I'm not eating Waffle House if I'm not in the South.
It is different.
It's different for sure.
Yeah. I ain't never been to Phoenix, though.
Phoenix, they got Papa Do's, a Perry's, a steakhouse. Because we're thinking about doing a trip to go to Phoenix just to go to eat.
I don't know. I can't speak of nothing else, but we ate at that Lolo's.
That Lolo's is fire.
Fires. Nothing but white people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so good. It's way better than this one out here. Way better.
How does that happen? How do food establishments be so different from place to place?
I think the original place is always going to be better than like when they start doing chains and going, because you can put the recipes and stuff down there, but they don't know how to they don't know how to execute like they would at the original place.
Nigga, I mean, Harold's have we had out here.
They're horrible.
Every time they come out here, they be open for a couple months.
The one on Simmons is still open.
No, it's not.
They closed it?
Yes.
When?
A minute ago.
We went to it like last year.
Ain't there no more.
They both gone, yeah.
But even old boy we had, the chef we had was saying how the water may be different here and getting the fresh seafood and stuff is different getting to Vegas.
Seafood I get, but like everything else.
Shit, a Popeye's in Louisiana is not it's a different. Popeye's.
That shit's so good.
That I heard.
I think you get the Cajun sprinkle.
The Cajun sprinkle?
Yeah, you can put that on the chicken yourself.
I didn't put nothing on the chicken.
The Cajun sprinkles just like I believe
just a part of their stuff.
It's just a part of their, how they season shit
at the gas pumps.
It was so good, the Cajun sparkle.
They cook with the Cajun sparkle instead.
That's
of
what I'm saying. I believe they just incorporate it into how they naturally season their food versus
you gotta ask for that shit here.
You gotta ask for it.
Yeah.
I think the only reason we love Louisiana. I think shit. It's been 2 years since we.
the last time
going,
we went.
Like,
yeah.
Y'all going to the Boosie thing? The Bonfire? Boosie and Webby, South Carolina?
Oh.
As you said,
South Carolina.
Yeah, I might have
to. I just saw it early this morning.
I ain't see it. That is one person I know Wifey has. That is one person I need y'all to see.
Boosie?
In real time concert. When I tell
you, that nigga's the GOAT. That nigga's Tupac.
That nigga like he is Jesus fucking Christ. The shit you see on the internet just hits way different when you see how they treat him in his region. That is like, nigga, God level. That's the I don't like to be putting that shit out there, but that's the closest I've seen people that treat Tupac in that manner, even though he's no longer here. Was how they treated.
You don't think even Youngboy get the same level?
I was finna say.
At the concert, they played a couple of his songs at the Boosie Fest that we went to. And I seen grown men crying, rapping his lyrics. I don't even know what the nigga's saying.
Even Youngboy?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I don't even know what the nigga is saying.
But the whole crowd did.
I heard even Youngboy like that when he
was there. What niggas, this shit is like different.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean,
spiritual.
But when I seen the
spiritual,
yeah, it's spiritual.
No, dead ass.
It is. It's spiritual.
Oh, man. And but I don't, maybe it just got to be them two, because like when I seen like the Hot Boys reunion, and like it wasn't the same.
Do you think it's because it's a smaller city, like a smaller area?
They from Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, Baton Rouge. Yeah. Is small.
But the way he had it set up, like, it was right there. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we was like far back or some shit.
No, I'm saying, do you think that the people in that area, because it's such a smaller region, that they receive him or that they receive their stars like that because, you know, they are coming from a small
town. Yeah, it might have been. Might, you know.
And they made it, you know?
Yeah. Like, but they don't treat what's the name that way. He from Baton Rouge, too.
Kevin Gates?
Who?
Yeah, Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates is weird. He be talking about eating booty and all that stuff too much.
But what's the name got mad love out here? He got mad love out here, though. I don't see him getting love like that in New Orleans, even though, you know, I'm not from there. When Joey came?
Didn't Joey get love in New Orleans?
He got love out here.
He got mad love out here, dude.
We fuck with Juvie.
That concert from top to motherfucking bottom.
That was a good concert. That was
a good concert. One of the best.
Yeah, they went crazy.
When the Hot Boys reunion, I didn't see them like getting love like that.
They had one of Biloxi too. They canceled it because I was mapping out going. And then they kicked Turk off the tour.
Yeah,
him
and BG don't see eye to eye.
Really?
They kicked Turk off.
Maybe. Well, he don't got enough music anyway.
So Turk?
He could be kicked off.
Do that now.
He ain't got enough. He could be kicked off for sure. Over BG? If one of them got to go, he got to go.
Turk will have to go.
But I hate to say that.
No? You take it Turk over BG?
Me personally, yeah.
What?
When they were a group.
What Turk song?
Before they became what they became, Turk was my favorite album.
What's this song that you would want to hear live?
Untamed Gorilla.
Oh, that's
it's in me. Untamed Gorilla. It's in me. Ball of Blah.
Are these
singles? I Need a Hot Girl.
Are these
his verse?
What's his solo song on the first Hot Boys album? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Not Help.
Doom. I can't think.
It's different. Like sometimes, I think this is the problem with like a lot of groups, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, to me, the only, you know, the person I can think of, it's like the Coco Effect.
SWE.
Yes.
Okay.
It don't matter if she sang the leads and sang some of the background vocals. That was SWV.
Agreed.
You don't get that same love when you go solo.
No.
So Sunshine. For me, it's like when you talk about the Hot Boys, outside of you can't even say Wayne no more. Outside of Juvie, I don't want to see none of you niggas solo at all. We know how bad Wayne is.
It's terrible.
I'm never going to a BG concert when it's just BG. Never going to a Turk concert at Mariposa. And did I say how bad Wayne is?
What about the big time?
So basically nobody is bigger than the program.
Who the fuck is going to see Baby by himself?
Me.
Got a books on it.
But Baby and
Manny Fresh,
they got some heat.
Like, that's what I'm. No, I'm saying like I'm saying like
about
I would,
solo.
I would go see Big Timers without question if it's Big Timers.
Oh, okay.
But just baby by itself.
Come on, man. If you ain't signing my book, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going near you, nigga. So that's what I'm saying. So like, I don't want to see. When we went to the Juvie concert, it was Juvie by himself, and he brought
BG out. Yeah, that made it better.
If I'm going to go see the Hot Boys, I need to see them all together.
Would you have felt that way without the Tiny Desk? Do you think Juvie by itself without the? I feel like the Tiny Desk gave him a lot.
I have never seen a Tiny Desk. I've never watched
one. None of them.
No,
oh, that's crazy.
Wow!
Shout out to fucking SeaWorld. I think they took the Tiny Desk shit away from them niggas.
SeaWorld is
doing the. It just had PD Pablo. PD Pablo was going crazy.
What the fuck is them? Put their whole schedule out at the beginning of the summer. Or who they was having?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This year. I didn't know that was a thing until this year.
They always have concerts.
Ying Yang Twins, Waka, Genuine, mm-hmm. Trina, Fat Joe,
mm-hmm.
and then PD Pablo.
That's crazy.
I know Soulja Boy is.
Oh, Soulja Boy and Bow Wow was the first.
That's
at SeaWorld.
Did they say
it was packed out like these? Hey,
they mad at it though.
I ain't mad at it.
You mad at it?
I'm not mad at it. That's an amazing rebrand.
But SeaWorld always bring people out like that. But not. I don't think that they've had like concert series like that. Did they have the whales in the
water and shit? No, I know they separated by water. But they separated by like, they're separated by water. It's like the stage, and then it's the water, and then it's the crowd.
Yeah.
So it's not like
they've always had things going on during the summertime, but I don't think to this extent. Like where it's every year.
Is it just San Diego?
It's just San Diego.
Petey was the first though. Petey performed.
That I know of.
Petey performed in the crowd.
I love.
He didn't. He wasn't in the.
How long was he on stage?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
How many songs he gonna do?
Petey got some shit. Now we ain't gonna do that. Petey got some shit.
It's two.
What?
Frequently. Helicopter.
Helicopter.
It's called Raise Up.
Raise Up. Oh, whatever.
Raise Up.
shit. Okay, my bad.
Petey got a. Petey got a few things.
What's the other one?
Yeah, keep going.
All right, hold on. I got it. I haven't listened to a lot of PD Pablo in a long time, so
Skin 2, and it's the BET Southern Classic.
That's dope. They had Baby Bash.
Baby Bash. Okay,
you know Baby Bash. Baby Bash gonna be on something.
Yeah,
that nigga stay on the ticket. Baby Bash and Amanda Perez, boy. That nigga stay on somebody's ticket. But sure.
And Lil Rob.
Oh, God.
That's crazy. Summer nights, summer days, summer nights.
By the Pacific, to be specific.
Shit, man. It's goddamn. Before we get up out of here, they kind of like bombarded us with music this week. Did y'all listen to anything this week?
I heard
that
came out.
That 2 Chainz Red Clay soundtrack.
So, it was solid.
Yeah.
I got through it all.
What all came out?
Shit. Offset.
I didn't see the
which sounds like it's pretty good. The few songs
Offset,
I've heard.
2 Chainz.
Okay.
Tiana Taylor
dropped.
Did she?
Yeah.
Mm. She took the interludes to a whole different level. I don't ever want you to say anything about Elementals.
Oh Lord. What was it like a
yeah,
like
but it was like different
production.
People. But it was like different people. So it was
Ghostface
like,
Killer? That's crazy.
Yeah, Ghostface.
I don't enjoy hearing LMA talk, so.
Damn.
No, but it was like, okay, so Tiana shit is like, okay, so Taraji P. Henson, Sarah Paulson, Lala, Niecy Nash, Jodie Turner Smith.
Are these like all women that have been in
Issa Rae
relationships? Or?
Issa Rae did too. Kerry Washington.
They're doing Regina narrations. King,
they doing narrations. So it's like, is there interludes?
A lot of fucking interludes. How many songs is on
it? 22.
That's a lot of Tiana Taylor at one time.
What?
So is it like, was she trying to make it like a movie type of thing? Because those are all actresses for the majority, right?
Yeah, it's like a black woman empowerment album.
It's 47 minutes. But you got Mariah the Scientist, Tiana Taylor, Ciara.
How do y'all feel about Mariah the Scientist?
She hit and miss with me.
Studio singer.
Her note, like, I just feel like she has, like, very small nasal passages.
She sings nasally.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
She a studio singer for sure. Let me see. That's R&B shit. Hip hop you had. Yeah, Offset, 2 Chainz, Ghostface Killah, Earl Sweatshirt. Lupe, Big X the Plug, Lecrae,
Common.
What's his name? Kalam for real.
That's a lot. All on the same day?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll drop on Friday.
I got through all of it though.
Did you listen to every album?
I mean, I'm at work 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only one I heard about was Offset.
Offset, great. Amazing album.
Really?
Okay. Best out of the Migo catalog. And he got introspective. That's a word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, I know John Legend got like a monopoly on all like the dedication tracks and dead people. But the one he did with dedicated to Takeoff was really good.
Just hit by itself?
And I've had that song where he's kind of hitting that Cardi B situation on like repeat for
quite a while. Move on.
Yeah.
Don't get influenced.
Oh my God. But he got, but he got, he got the dance, like he got the dance, he got the dance record. He got the, you know, he got the, he got like, you know, the shit that hit like the Migos.
Yeah.
He got like records with like Ty Dolla Sign. He got like female, you know, right, female records, introspective records. It was a great,
it was a well-rounded project.
Well-rounded. Like it did get to a point where like, goddamn, this is kind of long. But
how many tracks is it?
It's a lot of tracks.
It looked like a lot.
Felt like it was over an hour. Like I was listening to that album for a long time.
18.
I miss how long when is albums,
52 minutes.
Yeah. I miss when albums were like 10 to 12 tracks long. Because you could actually like sit down with it and enjoy it and then decide, oh, let me go ahead and run it.
I mean, it's hard in the streaming era because that shit can get like swallowed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I think Offset was the only one I like really enjoyed.
Playback.
And usually I try to break it up so a lot of music, but I get tired of the radio really fast. And they are like, you know, shout out to her record label, but goddamn, they are like forcing that goddamn Cardi B song on us. I think I heard that every hour at the
fucking. What is it like? International? What is it?
With the Jay-Z beat?
Yeah. What the fuck is it called? I know
a single.
Cardi just dropped a new song?
Yes, and it's terrible.
Is it international players? Or some shit like that.
It's literally.
Imaginary player.
Imaginary player.
She took the same name too?
Yeah. It's on the beat. Yeah. But it's like,
it's for New York people.
They're forcing it, bro. I don't even think they fucking with it.
In
like
the 1990s, because it was something we didn't need. Like,
damn,
we didn't need it.
Because she don't miss very often to me.
I like that instrumental.
She don't miss very often.
Well, I mean, how long has it been? It's been 9 years since her debut.
No, it hadn't been that long.
Like eight, like 2018 or something.
No,
but she drops a song like every so every.
She hasn't had a song that. What was the craziest song that she had out? I mean, she had a verse.
Lotto,
it was before COVID.
I was going to say the Lotto.
Walk got swallowed by COVID because nobody was outside. You have her on. Up was a long time ago. I thought
that was like a couple years ago.
Invasion of Privacy was 2018.
Oh, 18, yeah.
So what is that, 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 years.
Went up on Invasion of Privacy?
Not up. No. I'm thinking, what's the other song? This is the song with her and Glorilla. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Yeah, but that ain't like hers.
She been doing a lot of features and like one single here and there.
Outside stinks. She had the wannabe.
She's like party now. Like I can't.
But he writes.
Yeah, I know. He writes all her stuff. So every time I hear him and her, it's like the same person.
I've been, you know what? Speaking of music, I'm not going to say I've been getting into it, but I've been getting into a little bit of gospel.
I ain't mad at
that. Kirk is that nigga, man. Even when I was deep into church, I think he was too secular for my grandma to like fuck with it. Like it had to come out of the slave books and shit.
Yeah.
Had to be a hymn.
Yeah. Brighter Day is one of the greatest albums.
But you know what? I have a whole new respect for the Browns. I didn't know they was
singer?
I didn't know they was part of that choir.
It's part of Kirk choir?
Both of them, wasn't her name Cora and
Tamara, that's why, because those are like musical type of things, aren't they?
I can't unhear it. Her voice is so distinct. Like when I turn on, I like, you know, since y'all put me on it, Melodies from Heaven, right? Okay. If you listen to it today, it's her voice all the way. You don't hear nobody else's.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse for sure.
I hear both. I was like, damn, them, because I didn't know it was a video to it. I said, them the big one, they in the Tyler Perry so shit right there.
I didn't know.
So I did some more digging, and it's like, and so I did some more digging and listening. I'm like, oh shit,
I feel like that's the part that I miss about going to church is the choir.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a different though, because a lot of choirs, and even the best of the best choirs that I know of, a lot of choirs didn't get down with that. I mean, it was too close to secular. So I didn't hear a lot of, even when I was going to churches that had big choirs, I wasn't hearing that.
Mountaintop was the one that let niggas go a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was
I feel like that's the reason why they grew so fast and had such a big congregation, because
everybody wasn't letting that. This was a little bit too secular.
Everybody wasn't letting that fly.
Like when I put on Kirk's, I think that was his first album.
The New Nation Project?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I listened like half of it maybe. I'm like, this is like, I can see why.
About the old head church hands
was the one
getting on them about it.
I caught it right at age.
Not necessarily getting on them about it, but like, you wasn't hearing this in a lot of churches.
No. Older pastors wasn't going for that.
That's at all. You're not hearing that. You're not hearing no rappers.
So did you get the Rebirth of Kate Franklin? Rebirth of Kate?
That's what I mean. I said Brighter Day, but I meant Rebirth.
No.
That's
a good one too.
That's one of the greatest albums. Not gospel albums.
Just album period.
You gotta send me some shit that's closer to like the melodies. Melodies from Heaven.
Okay.
I don't wanna hear none of that sad shit.
Like Riverside.
Let's go down by the Riverside.
Yeah, I don't wanna hear none of that.
Damn.
Rebirth. That's funny.
It's too tricky.
Rebirth.
Yeah, you gotta listen to Rebirth.
Rebirth was the truth.
Put on Rebirth and just push play.
Okay.
Brighter Day is my shit.
Because I've been putting on albums.
I love Brighter Day.
Brighter Day, Hosanna.
Yeah,
I've been putting on albums in the gym, man. I don't be listening to play. You know what I mean? It's like, it gives me time to go back and like listen to albums that I probably. Because, you know, the 90s to me was so top heavy. The singles were so smashes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really got to go listen to the album. So I've been going back and listening to some albums. And, you know,
that's what it means.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, but a lot of those artists didn't really invest in. It was more like fluff instead of meat.
Let me see.
In those albums.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, it depends so much on the singles. Because they actually used to sell singles too. Yep. Y'all remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like we would go and buy the actual singles with the instrumental, the interlude.
Like four different versions.
Yeah. So that was like a big thing.
The only one I got so far. SWV New Beginning is their best album.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's on New Beginning?
New Beginning got
You're the One, I know for sure.
You're the One on there.
Should be
You're the One.
Use Your Heart.
Use Your Heart.
That's my favorite.
I'm So In Love. Yeah, it's that's their best
that's
album.
That's the one.
That first one is tough.
I know everything.
I heard the albums just
all the way through.
Oh yeah, let's the first one. Let's the first one. That's it.
I don't think I would listen to SWV out. They paid the single so fucking much. I'm like,
Escape was better.
I mean, where can they find you? I know it's sleeping 10 minutes.
Escape was better, man.
Yo, man, we not gonna do that.
Let me see. One day I'm gonna have a conversation with my moms. My mom's is a singer. And I always want to answer that question that
Escape was better.
Oh, bring on the pod.
Your mom really is a singer. Did I tell you she called me and sang happy birthday for me?
Yeah, I don't know if we was drinking. But you know my mom got invited to Star Search.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Oh no shit.
But my grandma told her she couldn't go because it wasn't church.
Christian.
Well, my grandma can sing and play the piano.
Your grandma?
My mom.
Your mom?
She was like big, you know, in her day, it's when the R&B groups were big.
Yeah.
So like, there's not an In Vogue song, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we cleaned up to. My mom listened to In Vogue, like
me, my
older cousins, nigga, you put some In Vogue on, we know that shit worth fucking word.
That's good.
But
easily. I don't feel like Escape had full albums like
that. I will say one day
on my lipstick.
I will say
Place on Earth was probably the only one, and Am I Dreaming.
I will say to Ivan's point, maybe because my mom is a singer, outside of In Vogue, I might have heard Tonight more than my mom's played Tonight out. My Escape.
Again, first that's two, one song.
Your first two Escape albums. I like that.
Y'all got two, don't they?
Nah, Chances of My Lipstick is third.
Yeah.
That's what, like, do What's you want
first
to?
First one, Coming at You.
I'm coming at you.
That's what Just Kicking
It. Second one was what's the name of it? That's the one with the white album.
Off the hook.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Just Kicking It Tonight. I think I heard them more than SWV Records. I probably did.
SWV had better singers. But music,
and they still
production
do,
wise.
Because boy, listening to them and
I can't argue that. Even though I still like I think Latasha is.
No, Latasha, she did her thing. She did her shit. But yeah.
But I don't. Coco's
101.
SWV had a Tiny Desk.
Coco's
101. I watched that one because that was when we went to that restaurant.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Playing it in there. But outside of that, like my mom and my dad when they together, I didn't miss too much R&B. I was on all that shit.
Yeah.
I think Silk kind of like took the house by storm.
Mm. Silk is excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
I met him in the airport. Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
Lil G.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silk took my household by fucking storm. It did. We ain't miss a Silk album. And that's when it was like CDs were, remember when CDs became a thing? And
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. You had this big ass long fucking box. Book.
Yes. Book. Yeah. The CD book. Was like $20 though.
The CD book. I remember my dad had the three-layered radio, the three-layer CD system.
Uh-huh.
So like, yeah, like all the tapes.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the CD changers
yep.
in your car? My cousin, she had the six disc changer. I thought she was just so bomb. I was like,
she
oh
hit
my
a bump,
god!
That motherfucker yeah, so skip it.
Go ahead and switch.
I think we had a four. We had a four in my house. That's when I remember it. We had 7 Day Theory was in there. One in a Million was in there. I know the Toy Story soundtrack was in there.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, that's a crazy
I'm trying to think that last way. It was another one in there. I can't remember the four, but I know them three for show. I know them three for show, yeah.
Did you do the, you was probably
and then I remember my mom had the thing where you hit the two buttons to take the body of the CD thing out.
Mm-hmm. So
the deck phase. At that time, she was listening to Erykah Badu's debut album. She had West Side Connection.
Damn.
She's a hell of a pivot. Yeah.
This is when my dad was in prison.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, she was smoking cigarettes in 2-Elevens.
Did you do the 12 CDs for a penny thing? You buy 12 CDs for a penny?
He was too young for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you fill out the little
I don't remember
form.
That. I remember.
Fuck everybody credit up.
I do remember when you used to I can't remember what it's called, but I remember it was in like that midsection. I think it's a gas station now off of like Eastern and Charleston. And you used to be able to go in there and listen to the whole album, put them on your headphones.
Eastern and Charleston.
I think it's Eastern and Charleston.
I know Sam Diddy.
But I mean, you used to walk in there, you could listen to the whole album.
Unless you're talking about Odyssey.
That might have been it.
That was downtown. I think it was Boulevard and Oakie.
Yeah, Oakie.
And I don't know what's
it. Zia wasn't out
then. We talking about Odyssey.
I don't remember, but I remember.
Odyssey's the OG.
I remember we used to go into a store and I would just put the headphones on, even though I didn't know what the fuck I was listening to.
That's right.
Play like the whole album.
That's right, Odyssey.
And it was 24 hours too.
Odyssey was 24 hours.
Target used to play like snippets.
Timers can't be set for 20.
What is up with
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
I remember the timers. I mean, you could go into Target. I know it was snippets.
Sam
Other
Goody
than that,
too.
Sam Goody did it for a moment.
Discount Mall used to have it for the low.
I wasn't in Discount Mall for none of that.
What? The tapes? The first tape I ever bought with money of my own was My Name is Joe.
That's a crazy
entry point.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good purchase, though.
It's a solid purchase. That's just a crazy entry point to me.
The first CD I ever bought was Blueprint.
Not mad at that.
Solid first choice.
And then my first exciting, like I walked to the store to get this, was Marshmallows LP. But I went to fucking Walmart. Put it in my CD, I had the whole shit. My dad gave me the whole fucking system. I had the CD thing. I had the big ass speaker. I put that shit on. I said, I was like, oh, you motherfucker. Okay. This shit edited.
No cursing in the marks. Kmart either.
I didn't know the difference yet. That was like the first. I walked from my home
to Walmart.
To Walmart.
That's a pretty
distance. To get to Marshall Mathers. And I was pissed.
Kmart. I mean, Target was right there.
I think one of my homeboys told
it
me
it was
about
literally
Target.
Right there.
So Target was right there.
It was next closer. Time I went,
so it's closer. It's closer than Walmart.
The next time I went, I got the big timers. I got that workout.
Oh,
Walmart.
I got that work.
That's crazy.
I know you wish you could find
with a nigga with a dick like an anaconda.
That's my shit, man.
Yeah. But, shit, man. Where can they find you at, Bundy?
Here. I think.
I told bro, I see you, you know, you look silent, ain't posting as much, man. He working on himself. I feel it. Absolutely.
I'm still working. I'm still out, I'm still doing what
damn,
I need to do.
My neck was on like a choke.
Still doing your steps.
Yeah.
You ain't get kicked out yet?
I've been kicked out.
Oh.
it was because of the Atlanta trip though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
I couldn't get my steps in.
I had just given him like this motivational, like I
when
said,
did you
I'm
kick him out?
The following day. Like,
oh, that's why you. Uh oh.
It was an Atlanta trip.
I told, no, because I showed it. I told wifey because I can't. I'm talking to this nigga on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this nigga last night on the treadmill. And when I came home, I woke wifey ass up. I said, hey, man. I heard you be giving out free passes.
But I think you got confused with the people that's been in there that completed from last month. They got three passes. Oh, and then okay. The new people got the
that makes sense then.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm looking like, hold on, goddamn. Hold on.
So next month I go back to having three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you completed
That's
why.
I said, no, I think he missed
Oh,
I didn't know this nigga was kicked out. I thought he was still in there trying.
He was doing so good, though. That's what made me, that one hurt me. I ain't gonna lie.
It was literally just the Atlanta trip.
Because I was like, I had just sent him a message the night before because he told me that he wanted to use his pass. And yeah. I was like, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm like, you've been doing such a great job. I'm so proud of you. Because he was one of the people at the beginning that was saying he didn't think that he could do 11,000 a day. But he was knocking it out with no issue. Mm. And then that next day he missed it again. I was like, damn.
So my question is, when you get kicked out, do you still do 10,000 steps just on your own merit? Or you just fuck it?
Okay. I do. I'm still working. I looked at the scale.
Like
I'm down 10. And I only said something about the pass because I was like 200 short. I'm ripping and running all day trying to get ready to go on the trip. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna miss it. So I was like, fuck, I gotta use my pass, but hopefully, you know, tomorrow I'll get to keep it going, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh damn, I ain't no bro.
But you down 10 pounds?
I'm down 10.
See? That was a good jump start. I'm so proud of you.
Spence gonna say, niggas, come back to him when you get down 20 pounds.
For real. What do you say? Big dig.
Yeah, Spence gonna hit 2,000.
And so, y'all niggas stupid. And that shirt really dope, though.
Oh, that's hard, man. I gotta say, shout out.
Sean,
that's the, yeah. I gotta get my Northtown.
I got the Northtown one, too.
Did you?
Okay, yeah.
Northtown, I gotta get that one.
It got a red, black one, and a blue, the Dallas Cowboy color Northtown one.
Oh, I hate that for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, damn. Disrespectful. I am S to the O on Instagram and Twitter.
Wait, by the end of the season, you might want to put that hat on backwards.
I got hope. I've been playing with them on Madden. They ain't as bad
you
as I thought they
were. There's nothing quite like a Dallas Cowboy fan. They have hope every
nothing.
Year.
Nothing.
I mean, we're going to make the playoffs. That's all I need to do, make the playoffs.
The new man dropped already?
Who?
The new man dropped already?
Yeah, it's been out like about 3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Well, y'all just got a new running back?
To replace McCaffrey?
From the Commanders. Where they
brought that was a receiver. That's why I was.
Yeah, we got the receiver from.
Not you, 49.
Oh,
we got a receiver.
I thought y'all got the running back. Yeah, Brian Robinson from the Commanders.
The receiver from the Commanders. The one that got shot. The one that got shot is crazy. We can't get these niggas that get shot. we have to stop that.
McCaffrey hurt?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, nigga, Commanders trade running back, Brian Robinson Jr. This was 2 days ago.
That's crazy.
He's been out the loop.
I was receiving.
Oh, yeah, he was out there with them old. Them
big old. It's been working in Atlanta, though.
Hey, sure.
You better be careful. Better
check that neck.
Yeah.
Total. I said shit.
And
I said,
that AIDS HIV
you
rate.
You don't know what biologically they are, and if they are women, shit, if they got the HIV.
I got fooled once in Atlanta, so, you know, I'm just looking.
I'm just, hey, we all did. It's okay.
I'm just looking.
Nah.
We all did. Yes, we did.
I don't
know what I did.
When I seen had, like, a dress on, like, a lime green dress with some heels on, I'm like, that's...
Remember
that
when we went to the pod thing? I was like, God.
I told y'all that
she
was
she walked in half naked, nigga. She ass.
Yeah. How could you tell? The hands?
I'm talking about the whole motherfucking...
hotel room got quiet when she walked in, right? And then we all outside on the patio. I ain't paying no attention. I'm thinking we just outside with little bad bitch and shit. We all outside. Wifey friendly ass. Hey, where you from? Chicago.
Goddamn! But before I had already said that to the man.
I was right away.
Ace Ventura. Damn near the fucking. The nigga with the Allstate voice. Like, oh my God. This is a.
You got Ray Finkel.
Y'all can find me at Shayna underscore Candy everywhere and at Craig Ranch Park this weekend.
Pretty August Girls 30th, Walk LV.
6 a.m. Pretty Girls Walk LV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
Spence? Oh, shit. Just call me Spence on Twitter. All right. Views from the 7 everywhere. View 7 Network on YouTube. Next week, we up out of here. Peace.
Peace. Peace.